This is something in the back of everyone's head when they're showing something on their phone to someone.
To anyone.
The opportunity of embarrassment to ensue is, it's always there.
Right.
It's always a possibility.
If you're, like, typing something into the search bar, and, like, your history of looking for, you know, cystic acne or something.
That came off the top of your head?
I don't know. Just something, you know. Boils on... Yeah.
It's Corey James Whitney Young. I remember the story of a friend of mine. Their brother's friend was showing pictures from a vacation to their mother.
Oh, God.
And they were scrolling through.
Oh, no.
And it's like, oh, this is cool. Here's the room. This. And then they scrolled one too far.
Oh, no.
And it was a nude photo of that person.
Ah! The person?
Yeah. And they quickly grabbed the phone back and swiped away, but the damage had been done.
Again, oh my God.
The potential for embarrassment is there.
Yeah.
And you experienced not that exactly, but something a little recently with your boyfriend Bruno.
Yeah. It's a whole different kind of embarrassing. So, as you know, I finally found an apartment and I'm moving in a couple of weeks, and I have an outdoor space. And so I was showing Bruno Mars. What I wanted to do was show him some of my decor inspo for outdoor spaces.
For your patio, sure.
Yeah. And so I go to my Pinterest and I forgot that because I was logged in, all my secret boards would show up.
Oh, all the secret boards are there.
So I go to Pinterest and the first board at the very top is my secret, top secret wedding board. My wedding board. And I thought, oh my God. Okay, not only is it embarrassing that like no one's supposed to know about this board, but then also he's going to think that like this is a pointed thing. Like, oh, look at that.
It's a very non-subtle hint.
Oh, there's my wedding board.
I think that maybe you're taking this one a little too far. Here's the thing. Every guy knows that almost every woman has that secret wedding board. And I don't know why it's secret, other than maybe you don't want your friends stealing your ideas, because we're not going to judge. You would think that most, you know, there's certainly people out there who don't want to get married.
Sure.
But for the majority of us, that's kind of in the cards. That's kind of a plan. So
right.
I never understood that, of why that was like this secret shame.
I guess because there is kind of a stigma around, you know, women being bridezillas and getting kind of possessed when into the wedding mode.
Let me take a step back.
Wedding hungry.
Because I think this will make a difference. What was your relationship status when you created your secret wedding board?
Hopelessly single.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's where the shame comes from.
So here's where, and I'll explain myself. I, as you know, am very type A. I'm a planner. I'm very organized. And so, of course, when it comes to my future wedding, I want when the time comes, and it could be years from now, but when the time comes, I just want all of my ideas and all of my things that I've liked over the years to be in one place. I want it to be nice and organized.
I get the logic. It's just, I think the shame comes from that. I'm guessing most women are like you, and they've created that Pinterest board with all their wedding stuff, as you put it, when they were hopelessly single.
Right.
When you're so far, it would be me, like me making a board for my, you know, billion-dollar house.
Right. When you're like unemployed and broke.
Exactly.
What happened also was it was during the time, this might make it a little bit better, that my best friend was getting married. And so I was looking at stuff for her wedding and then as a bridesmaid and then kind of was seeing stuff that I liked. And I'm like, just make a little wedding board for myself.
Thief.
No. It was like when I was,
well,
I was
this
doing
is
my
pretty
own.
Cool. A little too cool for her. Let me just put this over on my board.
This coming through on the text line 69822. Call Bruno Mars and see what he thought about it. Okay,
well, that's what I'm dying to know. What was his reaction?
So we actually, in the moment, I was like, oh my God, I kind of, you know, I played it off. I'm like,
well, because there's two ways to handle that situation. There is what you did, I'm guessing, which is laugh it off, you know, make a comment, you know, acknowledge that it happened.
Yeah.
Or the route that I like to usually go, and that's just pretend it never happened.
Of course.
And just hope no one
says. Put your head in the sand.
Hope no one says anything.
No, so I laughed it off, and I'm like, okay, just so you know, I've had this board for like 3 or 4 years. This was not a plan. This was not a big strategy to like get you on my Pinterest and then show you passive aggressively this wedding board.
Or was it?
No, Corey, no.
I'm just saying,
It wasn't. I simply wanted to show him my outdoor decor.
Some mind tricks.
Because you know what? You know I'm not like the wedding crazy type of. For God's sake, turn the conspiracy music off.
Okay.
You know I'm not like the wedding crazed type.
I don't
even want a big wedding. And when it happens, it'll happen whenever it happens. But like, it's just about having my little
ideas
in one place.
What was his reaction?
So no, he was like, no, he was like, I get it. Yeah, that's fine.
Do you think that was his reaction on the surface? Do you think maybe before you even explained it, part of him was something along the lines of that inside his head?
Well, the funny thing about it is, as a commitment phobe, I myself kind of have that music playing in my head.
All the time.
When I think about any kind of lifelong or even, you know, any kind of commitment of any amount of time.
Sure, yeah.
Like plans. Tonight, like someone asked.
It's Friday, so yeah. Hey, you want to go out, hit the brewery?
Yeah, horrifying. Sure. Horrifying. But I do kind of wonder what he really thought. Like, I hope he didn't think that it was some kind of
elaborate
plan.
Like setting this all up and then talking about it on the radio and then calling him to get his opinion.
No, it's not, I swear. I
By the way, real quick aside, you said this is one of your secret boards. How many secret Pinterest boards do you have? Again, the secret wedding one, it's pretty standard. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing if you are on Pinterest, mm-hmm. you probably have that of your own. But what else is in there? By the way, if you want to jump in, click PXY Safe text line 69822 or 222-9800. What's the category of your secret board that you don't want anyone to see?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Do you have one for sweet vests? Is that what...
I have one for ways I'm going to eliminate you.
222-9800. Sheer from Newark. Hello. Did you want to jump in on our conversation about secret Pinterest boards?
Oh, yes. You know she has the baby Pinterest board.
Do you?
Okay, that is one I do not have. What would be on the baby Pinterest board? What kind of stuff?
Oh, you know, the first outfit. Maybe.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that being one. So this is one that you've had?
Yes, of course.
Do you have kids now?
Yes.
Did you create? Here's the question, guys. I think this is where some of the secret shame comes from as to why people keep this secret. Did you have children when you created the secret baby board?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay. All right.
Okay. So
I had one, but then the second one.
So then, why is it secret? Why not just have it out there for the world to see?
Just as a female, I think you have those just for yourself.
Is it because you don't want savages stealing your ideas?
Right. Well, baby names are, like, key.
Oh,
right.
Baby names.
Yes.
I could see. So I do have a list somewhere on, like, an old iPhone of mine that had, like, some of my baby names, but I don't know where it is now.
Right.
I forgot them all.
Whitney, what other secret Pinterest boards do you have? You didn't run down a few.
I know.
Some texts coming in. Thank you for the call, by the way. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
No problem. Bye.
This texter, I have a secret Pinterest board for my future children's nursery. I'm not married or pregnant at the moment, but I still have them.
Oh, wow.
I think that's kind of where that comes from. Yeah, you have, you said you had like a multiple.
Yeah.
And is this normal, by the way?
They're really not that interesting at all. Like now that I'm looking, I don't know why they're secret.
That's what confuses me.
This is weird. Okay, so one of them, I have like my ancestry board. So these are like it's pictures of the towns my family came from.
Did you hide that because it sounds boring?
Across Europe? No, Corey! No, it's very fascinating. I have family from Selkirk, Ireland, okay?
Cool.
You should like Ireland.
I love Ireland. It's my favorite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.